UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has appealed for calm in the Ivory Coast. The appeal came as the Security Council took up the issue of cross-border problems in West Africa. In a written statement, the Secretary General said he is deeply disturbed that Wednesday's anti-government demonstrations in Abidjan resulted in tragic loss of life. At least 6 people were killed in clashes with government forces, and the protesters say there were many more deaths and close to 100 people injured. Separately, in a speech to the Security Council Thursday on the problems in West Africa, Mr. Annan pointed an accusatory finger at the region's leaders. He said the root causes of the regional instability are linked to questions of governance, human rights, and transparency.
Regrettably, such abuses are all too prevalent in the region. Until they are addressed with real resolve, until there is a fundamental break with authoritarianism and the culture of violence, exclusion and impunity, I fear that whatever inroads we make or we manage to make in handling cross-border problems will remain just that, temporary inroads and fragile at best.
Mr. Annan, himself a West African, said any efforts to correct West Africa's problems must be made on a regional basis, involving Sierra Leone, Liberia, Ivory Coast, and his own country, Ghana. The foreign minister of Ghana, Nana Akufo-Addo, also addressed Thursday's meeting. Mr. Addo called it unfortunate that the session is being held against the backdrop of the previous day's events in Abidjan. But he said the overall picture in Ivory Coast has improved since the failed coup attempt of September 2002 that triggered a civil war and left the country divided.
By and large, there has been some degree of stability and security in La Côte d'Ivoire. The fighting, the overt fighting between troops has certainly stopped. And what we have seen is a series of isolated individual incidents in the country. Those are not matters that give anybody cause for cheer. But nevertheless, there's certainly a large improvement on the situation as it was in September of the year 2002.
The Security Council voted last month to create a new 6,000-strong peace force for Ivory Coast. Those blue-helmeted troops, due to deploy in a few days, will be an addition to 4,000 French soldiers already in the country. The UN's Undersecretary for Peacekeeping Operations is to brief the Security Council Friday on the latest developments in the Ivory Coast. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.